Well, to get us started, Stina whispered to me, could you go 25 minutes? And I said, actually, I can go an hour and a half because the Vikings don't kick off until tonight. So we've got plenty of time for some message this morning. Good morning. It is good to be with you. Good morning, everyone. To get us in the rhythm of next November, a year from now, I want to do a little public service work with you to begin with. Elections next year, I want to take a poll here. Now, I'm not going to get all political on you, so you can relax. You're going to be just fine with this one. Show of hands, raise your hand if you are in favor of Dairy Queen. Wow, landslide. Very, very nice. Very nice. See, we can agree on some things, can't we? There is a tradition, and this is the time of year for traditions, with Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas, New Year's traditions. We have a tradition here at this church. I know that it started with Pastor Harold Biederman and his wife Karen, that if your name is mentioned in a sermon or a message, DQ for you. So pay attention. Someone was wondering this morning if they could check out during the message. Pay attention, because there could be some DQ for you this morning. Pastor Harold and Karen, you're already big winners, so you're in the circle. Back in September, I had the privilege of worship leading with Andrea Lovelace, and, well, Andrea, you're in the winner's circle now. Pardon me?
You're at three.
I'm at three. It's going to be an expensive morning, but that's all right. Andrea and I were worship leading, and much like Mary and Gary were doing, we were standing and sitting over there. And toward the end of the service, Pastor Joyce Sluss, Joyce, DQ for you, the count is up, and I have an auditor right in front to remind me. Joyce was making an announcement. Joyce is our Minister of Community Engagement. And she's making an announcement, and I had had way too much coffee that morning. Because as soon as you made your announcement, I got up and said, all right, everybody, stand and join us for our closing song. And Joyce, who's always all together, stood there and turned at me and very deliberately said, perhaps we should take the offering first. So, number one this morning, don't miss anything. Number two, somewhere along that way, and I've been known to stretch a few stories here and there, and I don't think I'm stretching this one too far. I think I recall either Pastor Stina, you're in the circle now, so there you go. Pastor Stina mentioning that this morning, November 19th, would be the thrilling conclusion to our series on the good life. Well, don't forget anything, and this had better be thrilling in order to check the boxes for you this morning, but it is good to be with you. Weeks before one of us deliver a message, and we are blessed that so many people have the opportunity to bring you a few things to think about in our church, we're asked to provide not only our title of what we want to talk about, but some scripture context, and also a little bit of what you can look forward to. And you all read about that or heard about that, and you still showed up this morning, so that makes me feel pretty good. And one of the things that we do is we take into account, what are we going to tie it into? And so for me, this week of Thanksgiving, pretty amazing tie-in to think about. And I didn't plan for this, but here it is, right next to me on a banner, part of the title that I chose to work with this week, Give Thanks. And also, I want you to consider, just for a moment, the title of my message this morning, Give Thanks. Really? Or Give Thanks, really? Even simple expression, voice inflection, there's a difference. And I don't know for you what almost lurks in your mind as you think about this season of Thanksgiving. For some of you, it may be thoughts of very, very fond memories. Family, traveling, coming home from college from the first time possibly, food, a feast, football. There's my alliteration, food, feast, football, forced family fun, somewhere could land in there too. But what I think about is, well, and let me digress. Why do Nebraska and Oklahoma not play on Fridays anymore? It's just some of these traditions we need to bring. But when you think about it, you have fond memories, many of you. On the other hand, that said, I also respect that for some of you, this season The thoughts could be empty. They could be full of not so great memories, troubled family moments, perhaps being alone, perhaps feeling down and out. Do you see the dichotomy there? There's a battle. And you may not be one or the other on that polarity. You might be back and forth in the midst of it. So give thanks, really. In seeking scripture for this message, and I want to thank Stina for the nudge here. No, you don't get two Dairy Queens, you just get the one. It is grounded in Psalm 145. Mary and Gary read a portion of Psalm 145 to us this morning. And when I looked back at the entire chat, I thought, I can't find one verse or one passage even that I could lift, because I think it would disservice all the rest. They all were good. They all were good in Psalm 145. So we're going to take a quick look back at that. And again, Mary and Gary, thank you for reading this to us. I'm going to take a look at Psalm 145. I'm going to start at verse 1 and go all the way through verse 14. And so listen to these words. This is a psalm of praise and of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Did you notice how I quickly began reading that? Did you also notice there wasn't much chance for even consideration of those words? But as I paused and I thought more about pace, and if you get anything from this morning, it's these two words, slowed down, I was able to find greater meaning. And I hope you heard and felt greater meaning, because I think being thankful is just like this. Pausing and taking in all that we have right in front of us that we miss in our haste and we do not acknowledge. We take it for granted. You've heard the phrases, slow down and smell the coffee, slow down and smell the flowers, slow down, see and appreciate just literally what is right in front of you. Be present. And all of these things have one similar thought, and that is to reiterate again, slow down. I don't know how it is for you, but the pace of everything these days, rocket ride. It's just faster and amplified, moving quickly all the time. Everything is DEFCON 3. And when you think about it, do you sometimes just take either a physical or at least a metaphorical breath at the end of the day that you did it? You survived. And then you rev up to do it again tomorrow. I know God wants more for us than that. And think about it this way. I think to slow down and be present and to just pause and take it all in, that's going to fall in that category of easy to say and hard to do. I had the flu. I had a cold a couple weeks ago. And again, for one day this week, I think I can contribute it to spending a lot of time in these germ tanks called airplanes. Maybe you've heard of them. And isn't it different these days, by the way, when you don't feel well, you're a sniffle or a little cough, and you run to the box and you take your COVID test, and oh my gosh, am I gonna? And I'm not discounting that. It's changed. It's different for us. And I tested twice over a 3 or 4 or 5 day period. I had encouragement in my household to do so. And I tested negative. And then I did a very, very, very un-guy-like thing. I called my doctor. Again, I was encouraged to do so. And I talked to the nurse, and it was great. First question she had, have you tested? And I said, yeah, I've tested twice, negative both times. Well, what are your symptoms? I walked through them, and then she said, and this is almost a quote, that's like about 90% of our calls these days. Guess what? You've got a good old cold or a good old flu, and then she told me what to do. Rest, take it easy, fluids, you get the idea. Right, yeah. Yeah, rest, take it easy. I tried, I laid low for a couple of days. I got a bit antsy. I know that'll shock some of you because I was unable to check things off my proverbial to-do list. And I have lists of my lists. I can prove it to you. I am just driven that way, and I wasn't getting stuff done, and it was very difficult. Remember the easy to say, hard to do, to slow down and pause? At any rate, one thing I did do is I started thinking of things that were important to me. It didn't hurt that I was preparing for today and what I might share with you. And I landed on something that it might be true for you too. Music is really important to me. And I don't know about you, but when you flip on Sirius, and you've got the 70s or classic rewind or classic, I'm nailing every one of those. When I'm a ballad, one-hit wonder, it does not matter. I'm right on it. And when you think about it, I also then turn to the fact that some of the music, if not most of the music we have here in our church, leaves me with impression. It's good for me. And when I think about this, I go back to the fact that some of the songs we have sang together at this time of year around Thanksgiving have great relevance to what I'm bringing you today to consider. There is one song that we have sung numerous times at Thanksgiving here at Crosswinds. Often, we've had what I would describe as both a meaningful and very elaborate, don't let me do this, PowerPoint slideshow. It was remarkable. And I have both Chuck Mann, who's put that slideshow together, and Lori Latinen, who has a DQ for you. And by the way, you guys are making this easy because you're all sitting in your pews. Everybody I'm mentioning, I'm able to find right away. But Chuck and Lori, that has left me with an impression, and I bet for many members of our choir, and certainly also for those who have experienced it. And the lyrics of one piece of that, an undeniable connection and relevance to what I'm bringing you this morning. The lyrics were these: give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks. I'm getting some head bobs that registers with you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Back in September and a little bit into October, Joni and I, DQ for you, Joni and I had roomies at our house. Our house had been empty nest for a while, and our son Ben and his wife Emily and their 3 daughters moved in with us for about 6 weeks while their house was being built. And I don't know how it could have gone better. It was just the greatest time. We really, truly, it's fun watching your kids parent, if you've ever had a chance to do that, and enjoy their family. We miss our roomies. We really, really do. But we're open for more roomies. Whenever roomies want to show up and visit and stay for a while, and you know who I'm talking to right now, you can. But when you've moved, and if you ever have moved somebody into their new house, that first day, it's a little chaotic. Got trucks coming and going, you got boxes here and there, and Joni has always had this principle of that first day before you leave to go home, make sure their beds are up. Make sure the beds are set, they're made, and for the little girls, it was really important to give them something familiar, a comfortable place to be on their first night in their new home. Now, I remember in a previous sermon, Steve Weeks, DQ for you, talking about his grandchildren. Do you remember this, Steve? You actually told us that you had a favorite. And I know he was making a point. I know he loves all of his grandchildren. That'd be a head bob, Steve, if you wanted to do that. But when you think about it, I don't have a favorite. All five of our granddaughters, they're just terrific. But Ben and Emily's youngest, her name is Lindsay. She's pretty special. That night at Ben and Emily's new house, I was getting ready to leave. We'd worked pretty hard that day. And I went to say goodbye to all the little girls, and there's Lindsay in her new room. The bed frame was not together. The mattress was on the floor, but it was made. And countless stuffies, you know what I'm talking about, ringed her bed. And I looked down at Emily and or at Lindsay, and I said, I'm going to be leaving, and I'll see you tomorrow. And I will never forget this moment. She raised her little arms over her head, and she said, Grandpa, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. Now, doesn't that just kind of... And when I think about it, I thank Lindsay for that thought this morning, because that's where I land, is how lucky we are, how grateful we are, how this chance in this season of Thanksgiving to think about what we're truly thankful for. The audit is growing because I now owe Ben and his whole family Dairy Queen. And by the way, I'm going to make true on my debt. Ever heard of Dilly Bars? All right. Anybody I've mentioned that has a DQ for you, you can meet me at the counter in our fabulous kitchen in there. I have Dilly Bars for you this morning, and I have gluten-free variety as well for those that might prefer that. I began this message today about this dichotomy of what this holiday might mean for you. Give thanks? Really? If you have a sense of loss, of grief, holidays can be tough. I want to draw your attention. It was in the bulletin, and it's been shown a couple of times, Grief Share. Our church has been sponsoring that for a number of months now. And there's a special edition, two of them actually coming up, called Surviving the Holidays. The first one is a week from today on November 26th. It's at 11:30 a.m. right after church. And then there's another one in December on the 11th in the evening at 6:30. As the material would tell you, along with practical, actionable strategies, there's a video featuring advice from people in grief who have faced the holidays after their loss. You'll hear insights from respected Christian counselors, pastors, and psychologists. You'll receive a holiday survival guide with those strategies and work, and a chance to Q&A with others. Don't be alone in that loneliness. Think about registering for this. There's also a light meal. You can find it online at our website. Think about that if you're in that give thanks really moment. On the other hand, give thanks really. That grateful, that I'm lucky. You never know what your joy or your praise might mean to someone next to you, around you, in your orbit, that it could cause just a little contagiousness with. Wherever you are in those ranges of emotion, I have a wish that I want to leave you with this morning, a prayer and a thought for you. And it goes back to thinking about that song I mentioned in those lyrics. No matter what you face, no matter what you might recall, no matter what this triggers for you or what this might remind you of in this season, there is a commonality and a bond we have as Christians and believers that is unmistakable. Christ was sent here to save us, to give us life lessons. We've heard about those over the last few weeks, parables, messages, things that cause biblical times to be real for us today. Give us guidance and direction on our lives and the best way to live them toward the good life. And for that, I think we can all be thankful and grateful. Stina did this last week, and I'm going to give it a shot and see if it works. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks. Really. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.